However, evidence that the Nazis were planning a nuclear strike at the end of the war came from varied sources, including a news article in the Washington Post dated June 29, 1945, which reported on an amazing find by Allied troops in Norway. RAF, Royal Air Force officers, said today that the Germans had nearly completed preparations for bombing New York from a colossal airfield near Oslo when the war ended. 40 giant bombers with a 7,000-mile range were found on this base, the largest Luftwaffe field I have ever seen, one officer said. They were a new type bomber developed by Heinkel. They now are being dismantled for study. German ground crews said the planes were held in readiness for a mission to New York. It should also be noted that the Nazis had two prototypes of the Junkers 390, a massive six-engine modification of the Junkers 290, known to have made flights to Japanese bases in Manchuria. In late 1944, one Ju-390 was flown from a base in Bordeaux, France, to within 12 miles of New York City, snapped photographs of the skyline, and returned, a non-stop flight of 32 hours. What weapon was to be transported by these massive bombers? After the war, authorities discovered a feasibility study by the German Luftwaffe detailing the blast effects of an atomic bomb over New York's Manhattan Island. The Nazi study was based on an atomic bomb in the 15 to 17 kiloton range, approximately the same yield as the Little Boy uranium bomb dropped on Hiroshima. If Nazi Germany had a nuclear weapon, they surely must have tested it, and a collection of disparate sources seems to indicate this was accomplished. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, in a political testament written shortly before his death at the hands of partisans in April 1945, stated, "The wonder weapons are the hope. It is laughable and senseless for us to threaten at this moment without a basis in reality for these threats. The well-known mass destruction bombs are nearly ready. In only a few days, with the utmost meticulous intelligence, Hitler will probably execute this fearful blow, because he will have full confidence. It appears there are three bombs, and each has an astonishing operation. The construction of each is fearfully complex and of a lengthy time of completion." Mussolini's mention of three bombs is intriguing because of a statement of a former Russian military translator who served on the staff of Marshal Rodion Malinovsky, the officer who took Japan's surrender to the Soviet Union in 1945.